Cloudy skies and 69 degrees here at the KJN studios. Look for a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms yet here this morning. That has been occurring off to our north so far. Looking for a high of 80 today. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Two arrests were made on Sunday by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in connection to a burglary and assault in Shenandoah. At approximately 5:30 p.m., the Fremont County Sheriff's Office was called to 1505 West Sheridan Avenue in Shenandoah for a report of two women fighting. Upon arrival, deputies spoke with a female resident of the apartment building that told officers she was in her apartment when two neighbors broke in, assaulted her, and stole her cell phone when she attempted to call 911. Officers then arrested 21-year-old Felicia Galaziz Monson and 23-year-old Daniel Dean Archer, both of Shenandoah, in connection with the case. Both are being held on charges of burglary in the first degree, a Class B felony, assault during the commission of a felony, a Class C felony, and obstructing emergency communications and theft. Both individuals are being held without bond and further charges are pending. In other news this morning, one person was transported to the hospital in Atlantic following a single vehicle accident early this morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The accident at the 63-mile marker eastbound was reported just after 4 a.m. when a vehicle went into the south ditch. The person's injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. Anita and Wyota Rescue were called to the scene, and additional information is currently not available. Police in Stewart executed a total of four search warrants over the weekend, resulting in the recovery of methamphetamine and one arrest, with charges pending against a second person. Officials say one warrant was executed at a residence in the 300 block of North Harrison Street, where marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia were recovered. Charges are pending on the occupant of the house. A second search warrant was conducted in the 600 block of Southwest 7th Street, where marijuana, meth, and drug paraphernalia was also recovered. A male subject was arrested at that location on felony charges of distribution to a minor and possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, as well as aggravated misdemeanor charges of possession of methamphetamine and child endangerment, and a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Other charges are pending related to that warrant. Friday night, officers with the Stewart Police Department executed two search warrants at South Summit Apartments in Stewart, where a significant amount of methamphetamine was recovered. One person was arrested and faces a felony possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute charge. The unidentified suspect was also charged with child endangerment and possession of drug paraphernalia. No names were released in connection with those incidents. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is seeking information concerning an arson that occurred in Hamburg on Sunday. Officers received a call Sunday of a possible arson that occurred at the apartment building located at 300 Park Street in Hamburg. During the investigation, it was discovered that at 1:45 a.m., someone approached the south building of the complex and attempted to throw an incendiary device through an upstairs window of the building. The fire caused minimal damage and no injuries were reported. Several people were inside the building at the time. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. Fremont County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the successful arrest and prosecution of those involved in the crime. You may remain anonymous. The Iowa Fire Marshal's Office is assisting with that investigation. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of two men after a routine traffic stop on Sunday for multiple charges. At 10:30 p.m., officers stopped a vehicle with two male occupants in the 300 block of East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Officers then arrested 48-year-old Scott Allen Phillips of Bellevue, Nebraska, and 40-year-old Christopher Michael Weaver of Windsor, Missouri. Both men were charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, a serious misdemeanor, and both cited for open container of alcohol while driving. Phillips was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Both men were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session at 5:45 p.m. this evening in the central office at the middle school high school building. On their agenda are updates on the interior lighting and security system, as well as the Iowa Association of School Boards long-term planning. The board will take action on a community school marquee sign and discuss painting of the middle school gym, in addition to discussion and possible action on the first reading of 401 series board policies. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. The meeting begins at 5:15. During their session, the Parks Board will receive updates from Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring and Assistant Director Seth Stassom with regard to the Urban Forestry Grant and Tree Census in Atlantic, as well as the Kitty Corral, at which the city's street department has agreed to demolish after Labor Day. A new shelter will be erected in its place. Other updates include those pertaining to the Schaumburg Recreation Area Fishing Dock, Schaumburg Campground, the Atlantic Swimming Pool, which will close for the season on August 23rd, the Bull Creek Schuler Trail, the Schaumburg Lake 2 Trail Transportation Alternatives Program grant. Herring and Stassom will also talk about Operation Relief that takes place this fall and the selling of trees through the Urban Forestry Grant. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office is reporting numerous vehicle burglaries have taken place over the weekend in the Casey and Menlo areas. The burglaries happened early Saturday morning. Authorities say items were stolen from about 11 vehicles since Friday, and while the most common item reported missing was money, in another incident, a rifle and a laptop stolen from a vehicle in Casey. The Sheriff's Office believes the thefts are occurring during the overnight hours and seem to be concentrated on White Pole Road between Casey and Menlo. In most cases, the vehicles hit by thieves were unlocked and were generally located on the street or curbside parking. Officials urge residents to remove all valuables from your vehicles and lock them, even in the rural areas. If you have any information about the burglaries, you can contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. In your funeral announcements this morning, Bruce Simmons, age 71, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of life service for Bruce Simmons will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Thelma Thompson, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Thelma Thompson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Pauline F. Brader, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Pauline F. Brader will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. in the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. And Leon Leroy Putnam, age 96, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Leon Putnam will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJN, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.